Are you ready? We're back.
Hi, you guys. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Filters podcast. I am your co-host, Lizzie.
And I'm Aaron.
And yes, we are back after another very long stint of not filming anything for the podcast. And I will put my hands up because Aaron, you've offered and asked and told me multiple times that we should record something, but we were having way too much fun in just life. I was like, I didn't want to put too much pressure on recording something purposely for the podcast if it didn't feel right.
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, last summer, every single weekend it seemed to rain, so we've just had, you know, we've been enjoying the nice weather, and I don't know, we got lazy, I guess, with this a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit lazy, but like, one of the main things we wanted to talk about today, well, I guess we'll do another life update because it has been some time, but the whole reason why I had that attitude towards not wanting to film too much for the podcast or putting too much pressure on it anyway was, I don't know, it's just the fact that it's our last summer in Halifax, which is kind of sad. So we're trying to make the most of it.
So I think we both kind of made an agreement that once we were committed to moving back, that this last summer we'd, you know, go out more, go do things like actually out, not just sit at home or go to a park, but actually like go to beer gardens and, you like know, hang out with more friends as much as we can. Yeah, so we've been busy. It's been fun.
Yeah, I feel like we have been really doing that. We have a couple, well, I know a couple people in my life, but a very close friend group of ours, our really close friends, they are expecting. And I feel like I can say it now because she made a post on social media. I think for them too, like, you know, just before the baby comes mid-August, they are also wanting to go out and hang out and do a lot of things. So we're definitely making the most of it. And I feel like we have like truly been saying yes to way more things than saying no, maybe where we would have been more selective in the past.
We do live in Nova Scotia. You never know what the weather's going to be like. So if it's nice out and people are free, then yeah, game on. Whatever comes up, we go, which is usually when we would be sitting down and figuring out our podcasts. But
anyway. Yeah, this summer you might only hear from us a couple of times. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I just want to go to more beaches and have more date nights out. But yeah, I am really sad because this time next year, pretty much we will be, well, what is it right now? It's like end of June. Yeah, like this time next year exactly, probably, we will be en route to Cape Breton and moving or getting our life settled over there, which is just crazy to think about. We haven't really talked about that in a while, I feel like.
Yeah, I guess not. I don't know. I'm sure we probably talked about it in our last podcast, but that was still a while ago. So
yeah, I don't know if we ever mentioned dates, but it's really creeping up. So I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel like it's happening for real.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm fully there yet. Like I get kind of moments where I'm like that, but right now I'm still just trying to focus on our last summer in Halifax, and I'll think about that when the fall and winter come and it gets scary and cold. Okay, yeah. How are you feeling about the move?
I'm excited. I feel like I'm trying to get most of our city life now. And then I'm also just, when we do move, excited to spend more time, I don't know, working on the weekends, building a shed or doing stuff around the house and being in my cooking and baking era. And we're still making bagels together. That's kind of a start.
We are still making bagels together. And I love that you want to be in your cooking and baking era because I like to be in my eating era. And
yeah, I know. We'll make sure that I don't do too much of that when we move. But I'm excited for a change in pace in life and to have dogs in our life. Like we'll get Ruby, which is our family's dog, and we'll get ourselves a new puppy. If you guys have any recommendations for little puppies or types of dogs to get, definitely send it our way. Although I think we do have one picked in mind, but we've gone through a lot of options of what we've wanted.
Yeah, Lizzie will go back and forth between wanting certain dogs, and then she'll realize that, oh, those dogs are probably a little too much for her to handle on, or you to handle on your own anyway. And
yeah, it's more so on the physical side.
Yeah, you know, 5'2", 5'1", and 110 pounds or something.
Or something like that, I don't know. But probably, like a lot of big dogs, or pretty much all big dogs would own me versus me own them, you know?
Yeah, so nothing too big, but definitely send us any dog recommendations. Right now we're kind of, should we say what we're looking at?
Yeah.
We're probably looking at a Nova Scotia duck toller just because I've always wanted a dog that likes the water. And Yeah, I don't know. The current dog that my family has, Ruby, does not like the water at all. Very scared of it. So I just want a dog that can swim.
Yeah, Ruby's a beagle. She's so cute. She's like our little baby. I mean, she loves being outside and going on the boat and going paddleboarding and stuff like that. But she definitely does not like water. And you like being around places with lots of water. So that's what we're leaning towards. At first, I really wanted a Rottweiler. Or did I say that weird? Rottweiler?
I think that's what they're called.
Yeah. And then I went to a Dalmatian, and then just like, I don't know, I feel like Dalmatians have a lot of problems with like health because they're so pure or like bred a lot. And then Rottweilers, I think everybody has a certain stigma towards them, which is kind of the main reason why I really wanted one. And I've met a bunch of Rottweilers that I have really liked and had like good experience with visiting. So I don't know, but you're very against us getting a Rottweiler, which I'm like, what the heck?
It's not the stigma or whatever it is for me. It's just one of my neighbors used to have a Rottweiler and it was so loud and it barks all the time. And like, that's just how they're bred. You know, they're like protective dogs, but I just don't want a dog that's going to be barking all the time. Or if they are barking all the time, I don't want their bark to be very, very loud.
I know. But there's also lots of Rottweilers who are trained very well who don't have that type of personality and behavior. And so that's what I mean. It's all types of dogs, even like small, medium, large dogs, like no matter what the size, like there's dogs who are so annoying that bark a lot, but isn't a part of their like dog trait, you know?
Yeah, but I mean,
like the Rottweilers I met recently, they haven't had that kind of personality trait.
But you haven't seen them in an environment, like you saw your, where did you see the Rottweiler? You saw it at like the people were buying our trailer from.
Yeah, like she brought her dog Ruby, was her name actually, Rottweiler, to the office, and she was so gentle and sweet and didn't bark and just, anyways. And we go down this rabbit hole of talking about dogs. Aaron is very, he says he doesn't really care as long as it likes water, but then he gets really particular about what he doesn't want when I start to bring up a bunch of different dog ideas.
You were the one, the only thing I vetoed was Rottweiler because my neighbor had one. Name any other dog and I'll be okay with it, well, as long as it swims.
And okay, yeah, I guess any mini dog, like some mini dogs swim, but like you definitely don't want a mini dog.
Medium sized dog and it has to swim are my two criteria.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really brought you many other options other than a Rottweiler or a Dalmatian. Anyways, all of this to say, we are very excited to get a dog and spend time outside because one of our favorite things to do together is go on hikes and go to the beach and, I don't know, just be healthy. So I think having a dog will also help with that a lot. And moving into, can we say we're moving into like a country area, or is it like, what would you call it?
Is it country? Millville is country. It's rural. Like,
yeah, we're moving very rural, I would say.
I don't know if it's very rural. Like, it's like, I don't know, 10 to 12 minute drive from the nearest grocery store.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Not like crazy rural.
True, true. But there's a lot of space and trails and stuff that we can go. Anyways, so I'm very excited about that. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to be very optimistic and positive about it because I feel like that's how I like to be overall. But I did mention to you the other day that before we move, I should probably start going to therapy, maybe like 6 months out, just to help me prep for this move. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree 100%. I think you're usually, I mean, we've been really good the last, I don't know, even year or so maybe, but definitely.
Wait, what do you mean we've been good the last year?
Well, like just, I don't know, we haven't been getting into many fights. We haven't been, like, you've been in good spirits. You're not.
Oh, you're talking about my mental health and like me going to therapy and
mental health and just, I guess, your mental health leading to our relationship help.
Okay.
Health. But yeah, I think, you know, maybe I think you have a very good therapist. So like, I'm very on board for the therapy where I don't think you'll find new anxieties about it. I think it'll just stop you from getting any new anxieties about it. But it could be a kind of treacherous road going into the therapy path. But
yeah, for sure. I feel like the way therapy is supposed to be is what I'm trying to use it for now is I'm good right now and I don't feel any particularly anxiety driven, like I don't have things like that in my mind towards this move, but I do know that it's just going to be a whole different environment change. So going to therapy now leading up to it will help me deal with them when they do come up, because I think I'd be kind of stupid to think that I won't have a freak out one night or be really sad or feel lonely or been like, oh my god, I can't go to my favorite cafe or I can't go to this restaurant that I really want because it's just a different thing. So I'm hoping that it's going to help me just adapt and learn to appreciate like just a different environment and switch up, as long as it's not something that's like actually bad. But I don't think anything like that is going to come up. It's mostly going to be situational things.
Yeah, and I think at least for this situation where it's, I don't want to say I'm biased towards it, but like if you have a concern, I'm obviously going to do my best to quell that concern. But hearing it from me might not mean as much to you as hearing it from a third party, because it's like, well, he's just going to say whatever to kind of make me happy. So
yeah,
I think having that third perspective on definitely some things that come up, good or bad, about the move will definitely be good for you.
Yeah. There's a loud bird outside downtown.
I know.
I was hearing it through the headphones. But I also think, too, going to therapy leading up to it for 6 months, like, if you're down for it, like, I wouldn't mind if you want to hop on a call with me for one of the sessions, like, one in every, like, four sessions, once a month. Because I feel like leading up to it, I'll probably have concerns and things about, you know, we've never lived in that kind of environment together as a couple before. We've only ever lived in a city with our friends, with these jobs that we currently have, and a lot of that's going to change. So, yeah, I feel like it'd be good for our relationship too, so that you're kind of aware of what's happening without knowing, I guess, all the details of my anxieties, because that's, I feel like, is too much for you. Like, not in the way that you wouldn't care about me, but sometimes not every single thought in my anxiety-driven head needs to be spoken out loud for you, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I'll,
yeah.
Yeah, get the lowdown, see what's up.
I know. So, like I mentioned, one of our close friends is expecting, so we just had a baby shower, which was so cute and sweet, and it makes me excited for like when we want to have kids one day. So that was a really fun celebration that has happened. And then even a couple weeks before that, I went to a bachelorette for a really close friends who are getting married in what, like 2 weeks.
Woo-hoo.
Pretty much. It's so exciting. But hers was a while ago, all Mamma Mia themed, and it was like downtown Halifax, and we just were drinking and dancing and eating a lot of good food. And then you guys have The Bachelor this weekend.
Yeah, The Bachelor is still a secret, and I think this episode's going to come out the day before The Bachelor party, so
yeah.
I guess you'll have to wait until the next episode to hear what the
how
The Bachelor party was, but I'm very much looking forward to it. I like, based on people I've told about it, they think that Zach is going to like it, so TBD, but yeah, I'm excited for it. I was pretty stressed out until yesterday because I needed the last piece of the puzzle to fall in place, and then it fell in place, or I guess it was Saturday, but it fell in place, and then it was like, I thought, like, I'm training to be in a new position at work, and I thought that's what was kind of stressing me out, but then I realized once I did this thing for the bachelor party, I was like, whoa, okay.
It was a whole weight lifted off your shoulders, I could tell. Like, I thought it was your work adjustment too, but definitely once you did that last thing you needed to do for the bachelor party event, you were like so happy, way more relaxed, and that was really the last thing you needed to do. And I'm really proud of you for pulling all this together, because you are the best man, so you're kind of in the lead of organizing everything. And yeah, I feel like you're doing a great job.
Yeah, well, it seems like I'm doing a good job for now, but again, we'll have to wait until the details of the actual party are out.
Yeah, actually, yeah, we'll do the update next time, but excited for that. So they're getting married in a couple of weeks, and then that'll be one of our maybe couple trips that we'll make down to Cape Breton this summer, because yeah, the wedding, and then we'll check up on some progress on our house, which is another update. Is I'm pretty sure our driveway has started.
I
think so.
I haven't heard anything about it.
I don't know,
but
our contractor hasn't been updating us too much, but we're in good hands. I feel, you know, he's got it.
Yeah, no, I don't know. The guy's done a lot of work, especially around my community. So
yeah.
I trust him. I'm not too worried about it. Plus, we have a lot of time. So
yeah,
I'd rather him take his time, not try to do a rush job of it. Do it when he has time. Get it done properly, and away we go.
Yeah, we've got time as long as it's done before like fall or something. But I feel like once I see the driveway done, like that is going to really hit me and go, oh my God, like this is going to be our like house, our little land, our little place we go to like every single day, probably for the rest of our life.
Honestly, I didn't think about that, but honestly, probably for me too.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Seeing something actually like, okay, it is like
concrete, and like, it's not just an open field of land anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, exciting.
Mm-hmm. How has your best man speech writing process been going? You don't have to give any details on like what you're putting in it, but I feel like this is kind of the first thing where you've had to like give a big speech on, or have you give, I don't know.
Yeah, I was never really big on public speaking. Like, I've obviously given some pretty intense presentations for school and stuff, and like maybe one or two while I've been working, but yeah, as far as like a speech in front of a relatively large audience of people, I don't know, I'd say I'm nervous, but I'm just gonna practice it until I know it. And
are you gonna try and like read off the paper, or are you gonna try to memorize it?
Like, I'm gonna bring notes, but yeah. Like I have it down, broken down into like five or six like specific sections. So I think if I can get each section in my head, like I'll just use my notes as a reference. But I don't know. I think if I write it out on paper a couple of times and then read it to myself and read it to you like 20 times, I'm sure I'll have a good idea of it.
Yeah, just get like maybe have like a drink or something before you give the speech, maybe even two, just to like loosen up. But I feel like you're going to be fine. I feel like you're going to give a great speech, and kind of with you, I feel like you'll pull it out last minute and it'll be it.
Yeah, probably. I don't know how last minute I'm going to leave this. I mean, it's 2 weeks from the wedding and it's not fully done, but I don't know.
It's at a really good place. Like the first draft, I heard it, like you were working on it really early morning on one of the weekends, and I heard you read it out loud and I thought it was really good. I actually was waiting to see or hear you cry, but you didn't because you're actually quite emotional. So I wonder if you'll actually maybe shed a tear or two while you're reading it, even though it's not like sobby. I don't know.
I've been talking about it and like I really thought I was going to cry reading it, but now that I'm actually reading it, I think it's more... It's less sentimental than I thought it was going to be and more funny, I think. So I think that'll keep me from crying, but I think I'm definitely going to tear up at the wedding itself.
Yeah, of course. Like different points throughout the day, like being with our close friends and stuff. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like there'll also be like other sentimental speeches and stuff too. So it might not be too bad with you just coming in with like a just nice sweet message and... I don't know, stories about you guys.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to go more sentimental, but like really, it's more meant to be funny with a bit of sentiment. So
yeah.
Yeah, knock on wood. Hopefully I do okay.
What else do we want to talk about?
What else do we want to talk about? Let me check my notes. I mean, you've been reading a lot.
Oh, yeah. Actually... growing up, I feel like I've never really been a reader, but I've been seeing this all over TikTok and then all of a sudden on my Instagram, like all these girls posting about it in their stories. It's The Court of Thorn and Roses. You know me, I definitely go through like phases with books, like the Colleen Hoover, like the ones that would make me cry every book. Like I read a lot of those. But I've been reading this because it's more of like a fantasy, romance fantasy.
I mean, AKA... I don't know it, but I hear it's like horny pixies and stuff.
No, it's not. It's not, but like it is very like there's parts that are sexual, and apparently every book gets more sexual. I'm on the second book right now. It's very good. I'm really, really into it.
Is it more sexual than the first book?
At this part of the book that I'm reading right now, not yet, but there's a lot of build up.
Are they pixies?
No, they're like, they're fairies. Well, some are fairies.
Fairies. My bad.
Same difference. But no, I've been really enjoying that a lot because the older I get, I'm starting to realize it's so important to read. And I feel like when I go through things daily outside of work, I'm not reading anything longer than a short little article. And so I feel like it'd just be good for a habit to get into before bed and have less blue light. I feel like we've been really bad at that lately, but it's summer, whatever. I feel like we're being kind of loosey-goosey with it, but I'm really, really enjoying getting into reading. I wish you would get into reading with me too, because I see so many couples like reading together in bed or reading
try
at the beach.
Try to get me into reading in the winter.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen in the summer.
That's fair.
And that's also probably why we're having so much blue light, is because Lizzie tries to get me into the bedroom at like 9:15, 9:30 when it's still bright outside. So I'm like...
Yeah, that's hard.
You know, if it's still bright, the blue light's not going to be too bad for my eyes, and I'm not going to get to sleep anyway, so.
That's true. I feel like it's one of those habits I'm trying to pick up, too, like, before we move a little bit, because I would imagine moving to where we are, moving a little bit into the country, we're going to have more time on our hands anyway, so reading's probably a very good thing to get into once in a while anyways, like one book a month or something.
Yeah, reading is fundamental, and my grandfather used to preach reading a lot, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know, I should get into it, but, you know, my brain's still pretty elastic right now, so I don't need to fully be hard on the mental stuff.
I think the thing with you too is like you like to, I feel like you're constantly thinking or constantly like your brain's running, or you have a hard time like sitting down and just doing one thing for a while, like reading a book. I don't know, I feel like I've noticed that over the last couple however many years we've been together.
Yeah,
but I don't enjoy reading.
Yeah, maybe I'm not reading like stuff I should be reading, because I don't know. I really like self-help books, if that makes sense. I don't know. I liked the Wim Hof book. I liked Yu Duval. I guess it's not a self-help book, but Sapiens, I love that book. I guess it's just I really have to find more books like that I want to read. Like I might read Cam Haim's book, and yeah, that's all I've really had on my list for right now. But
we'll get there. No rush.
I'll probably start with audiobooks, and then I'll actually start reading, because reading's probably actually
is better for
definitely
you.
Better for you. And yeah, maybe I'll start reading stuff, and then I can take notes so that I really absorb the information. Who knows?
Yeah.
I'll figure it out, but not going to happen in the summer, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing a mix. I'm not going crazy into it. Like I said, the first book, I mainly like listen to it. And then the second book, it's kind of been half and half. Like every other chapter, I'll kind of switch between the audio and just reading it. And it is so true. The habit of actually sitting down with a book and reading is so important and very vital to, I think, like development and stuff like that. So anyways, we don't need to get too much into this book reading thing, but I am very much enjoying it. What else do we have coming up in a couple of weeks? We have our engagement shoot. Woohoo! Like how many months since August? Almost 10 months. We're finally going to do our engagement shoot, or maybe 11 months. By the time July comes.
Are we doing it in July? Have you confirmed that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be at the like third or fourth week of July when the weather's nice, and I wanted to do it on the beach. So yeah, I'm excited. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh my God, did everybody hear his voice? Yeah.
I don't know. It's
the high pitch.
I'll be excited to get it over with. I know it's kind of an inevitable thing, so
I know, but we got engaged at the end of last summer, and
we also still haven't gotten our graduation pictures, so I'm not like,
how many years has it been since you graduated? 2 years?
More than that, I think.
3 years?
We're 26. I think.
Oh,
we
yeah.
graduated when we were 23.
Oh my gosh, 3 years ago. Well, you graduated 6 months earlier than me, or year earlier than me.
Year earlier than you.
Yeah, because me over here. I failed a class. I failed the class, and then had to wait another like 6 or 8 months before I actually graduated. That was a long time ago. What were we talking about? Oh, the engagement shoot. I'm really excited about it because we're probably not going to, I mean, we've been talking about this a lot, like just our life for the next couple of years, and we're probably not going to get married until like 2027 or something. I feel like there's a good chance we're going to have a child before we get married. And so I want some nice pictures to look at of us to celebrate our engagement before the big day.
You want nice pictures for us or anything.
I know, always, but like it'd be nice to have them hung up in our house. Like a lot of our close friends who are engaged and married have them. So I'm like, wait, what the heck? Like, I feel like this is something I probably would have naturally done, but we really just forgot about it.
Yeah. Forgot. Sure. Whatever.
Aaron's like, I just didn't bring them up.
Yeah, but I get asked a lot, or I get asked a lot the question of when the wedding is, and mm-hmm. I did not think getting engaged was going to cause that to get brought up as much as it does, but I get asked like multiple times a week by random people, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, no, sorry.
Yeah, I get asked once in a while. I think it's just because like maybe it's more common here to get engaged and then married so quickly. But I think from the get-go, you and I always knew that we would have a long engagement that we would just enjoy.
I don't know about if I knew that from the get-go. Like, well, I knew that once we realized how crazy interest rates are and stuff. But
right. I think if we weren't doing everything with the house, buying and building and everything, we probably would have gotten married by now, right? Or like this would be the time you would be.
I don't know if we would have got married by now. Probably next year.
Yeah. But even then, like 2 years for, I mean, we're probably going to be engaged for what, like at least 3 years before we have a wedding. So, and that is long, but you're right. I have been getting a lot of questions about it too.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really care.
Yeah. I don't care either. It's just, I feel like people find it interesting while we're waiting, but I just don't think. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So if you're someone who is wondering, not for a while yet. Yeah. So Lizzie actually, funny enough, got, I guess, scouted, recruited. I don't know what word you want to say, by a
casting producer
for a show that
is on TV.
A show that is on TV.
Not like an acting show. It's more like a show. We'll just say that. That's the most we will say about this.
So definitely nothing set in stone yet. And, you know, obviously not accepted, but there's a big possibility that Lizzie and some other people may end up on Canadian television at some point, which would be really cool, I think.
Yeah, I remember seeing the email come in, and you and I were genuinely trying to figure out if it was like a scam email, because this was the most random thing I've ever gotten asked to do. And it was really interesting, by the way, that they reached out as well, was they had mentioned you. So this also does involve Aaron possibly. And they mentioned our podcast and saying, would love to hear you guys talk about your podcast. And we were like, oh shit, we better start putting out an episode because it's been a bit of time since we have been really consistent.
Yeah, we said this and then that was still also like 3 weeks ago now.
No, I know. It was like 2 weeks ago pretty much. So I just thought it was really interesting, but it was cool that the casting producer like made note of that and thought that was really interesting. And that's probably one of the reasons why she wanted to reach out. But yeah, we are not going to share that much more about it for now, but I'm really trying to manifest this into my life because I think this would be such a fun opportunity and just so wild. And if we did it, you guys will hear all about it. You'll get all of the details. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those like, you know, why not things like,
mm-hmm. What was your first reaction, or like explain to our listeners like when you saw this, like what you were thinking about?
I was just kind of giddy. Like I was like, really? Oh,
us? Yeah. She definitely knows you. She knows who you are. So
yeah. Well, I just like, it kind of makes a lot of sense, I guess, in hindsight. But mm-hmm. I was just like, what the hell? Like I didn't know this was a thing that people did, and I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know what to think. I'm still kind of shocked by the whole thing. And if it works out, then great. But mm-hmm. I feel like that's one of those things I'm going to have to believe it when I see it, when I'm there. So
yeah. And if it doesn't end up happening, we'll also be sure to let you guys know on that. Maybe we'll give a very small, sad update on me not getting on it. But that's not going to happen because I'm manifesting this for me and my future. So yeah. That is a life update. I feel like we chatted for a little bit. So let's move on to the second half of our podcast today, which I think it was Aaron's idea or my idea.
I think
it was my idea.
Probably your idea.
Yeah, because I've seen like other female podcasters do this too. I mean, male too, but Aaron and I each picked a Am I the Asshole topic from Reddit. I think these are really funny. We tried to pick ones that were relationship-based because this is what this podcast is about. So how about, can you read yours first? Because you seemed pretty excited about it.
I'll go first. The title to this one really stuck out to me. So I just got to go to my pictures here.
Oh my God. My heating pad is burning me. Sorry.
That's not good.
Yeah. So, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the title of this one is Am I the Asshole for Selling My Late Wife's Cake Recipe to a Bakery?
Okay.
So, from the reader, my late wife passed 3 years ago. Our two kids were in their late 20s at the time. It's been a hard few years, and it is even harder now that I live alone. She had a lovely dark chocolate cherry cake. It was my favorite thing that she would make, and I always requested it for Father's Day. I'm a shit baker, and I've tried to remake it from her notes. The notes are not very clear, and it never turns out correct. It is depressing spending so much time and it being wrong.
Wait, this is kind of sad. I'm laughing, but this is sad that he's like attempted to make it, which is also so sweet. Okay, sorry. Keep going. Okay. I like him.
So I've asked my two kids to try and make it, but they have refused to. I was told that they will not figure out the recipe and to stop asking. I went to a local bakery and asked for them to figure it out. They agree as long as I give them the permission to sell the cake in the store. It Ooh. Didn't take them long to figure it out, and it is almost exactly the same to my wife's.
Damn.
Okay, so here's where the Am I the Asshole comes in.
Okay.
I bought one for Father's Day, and my kids were happy about the cake until I told them the bakery did it. They are pissed I would sell their mother's recipe to a bakery. This whole week, they've been telling me how I am a jerk for this, and I'm wondering if I really am a jerk. I just wanted to eat her cake again. So, Lizzie, oh my God. Thoughts. Is he the asshole?
How old are the kids, first of all? I'm like, I think it's funny that the kids are calling the dad an asshole.
They're in their late 20s.
Oh, so they're like our age. God. Honestly, because I don't think he's an asshole. I think he's really sweet, and I think he just misses her cake. Like he said, he just wanted to eat her cake again. And I think it's a little immature for the kids in their 20s to, like, I mean, you can be kind of upset and be like, Dad, like, why did you do that? But I, at the end of the day, I wouldn't be upset if the baker could share back the recipe of what was missing and then just let them keep selling it. But just be like, you know, we want to still make it in our family because it's my wife who died. his recipe. So that's what my thought is. I think, you know what? I don't think he's an asshole. This is easy to me. I think it's really sweet. I think the kids are kind of being assholes for being mean to the dad. Like, maybe that's a part of her that he really misses.
Yeah, I felt the same way. So
okay.
I'll read kind of do this here. Do you think he would be the asshole if he sold it for profit?
like if he had the perfect recipe and was like, who wants, like...
Like if he sold it to like the Lizzie Brown Baking Company and she was going to mass produce this thing.
Oh, mass produce it. I don't think he... at the end of the day, I would have really just cared if he made some good money on it or not.
Wow.
Like, greedy. I would want him... No, I don't know why. I mean, like, don't you think his wife would want that?
No.
To be successful and make some money off of her recipe after she's passed to help the family?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'd probably sell it, too.
Yeah, but. I think you would. What would you do? Would you do... If I, as 20, 30 years from now, the exact situation, I make you our best... We've been making a lot of bagels. So the perfect bagel recipe, but you can't recreate it. Like, and you go to a baker.
Well, I definitely go to like some friends first to be like, all right, hey, I'll pay for the ingredients. I'll give you $100. Like, figure this out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or if they can figure it out, give them 100, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If they can figure it out, great. If they can't, then I'll go to a real baker. And then if that's the only way I'm getting your famous bagels,
mm-hmm.
heck yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for me. I'm not doing this for anyone else.
I think the dad must be going through a lot. The fact that he had to go to Reddit to post about this to get an opinion, because his kids are probably making him feel the worst
yeah.
out of everyone, which is, be nice to your dad. I don't know. He's going through it too.
Yeah. So that was mine. Okay. I thought it was pretty funny.
Well, mine's a little bit more like not serious, but like more in depth and a bit more of a story. So here we go. Am I the asshole for not changing my summer plans for a new girlfriend?
Okay.
We are both 30. We started dating about 8 weeks ago and are now boyfriend/girlfriend. I've had a 3-week road trip in Europe planned for summer for a while since last year without making any concrete bookings yet. She wants to join, but only has time for 8 days due to summer work commitments. I would love to travel with her, but don't really see how it is possible. It would mean rushing from place to place and then her flying back home alone, which I think is kind of sad. Overall, it doesn't sound like a fun, relaxed, romantic trip together, but rather something that would be a bit too forced. She says she doesn't want to spend 3 weeks without me in the summer and got a little bit mopey when I told her I didn't see a lot of scope for her to come. Mind you, I've spent several hours trying to plot some kind of trip that she could join. Considering that this relationship is still young, I don't want to completely cancel my own pre-existing plans. The road trip I had planned out for the summer was basically planned along the lines of my niche historical interests, and I feel bad for her to have to tag along to all of that. It would be her first time in Europe. I told her I'd be more than happy to plan a substantial trip for next year if we feel like we're on a good track together. I also think that planning a transcontinental trip less than 2 months into dating is quite a big step. Or is that just me? Difficult to make great summer plans if you've only just started dating late spring. Sorry, this is almost done. I would theoretically be open to consider going somewhere different with her in an 8-day time frame, but at the same time, I also don't want to relegate my own hobbies interests completely to the background. I've done this in previous relationships and have regretted it. I would like to do this trip for myself this summer and then plan something with her when our calendars align better and when we've settled into our relationship a bit more. We are going away for a weekend soon, so that will be a good first travel experience together. However, she is really upset with me and moody, basically telling me that her willingness to tag along was evidence of her flexibility and I should show the same. I don't feel like this is entirely fair. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, the guy's definitely not the asshole.
Okay.
I would say if he just tells her to frig off and goes on a solo trip like he had originally planned for the 3 weeks and she's not with him for the 3 weeks in the summer, then still not the asshole, I think.
Yeah, but I feel like she was like open to doing anything.
So I think the, like, if there's a correct answer to this, it's still go on your 3-week trip, but make 8 days of that something that she wants to do in the area. Like, you don't need, I don't know, you probably don't need 3 whole weeks to yourself when you could have 2 whole weeks to yourself and mm-hmm. still make your partner happy.
That's true. Okay, that's sweet. I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah, so like that would be kind of like, okay, here's my sacrifice. I'm still doing my trip. We're only going to be gone. We're only going to be away from each other for 2 weeks. You still get to have your Europe trip that I'm tagging along. Let's say it's her trip and he's tagging along now, and then he finishes the solo.
Yeah.
So I think that's the best answer. But even still, like if this person had this trip planned, they like if this woman's being or whatever, his girlfriend's being mopey, like whatever. Suck it up.
Yeah, I feel like if I was in her position, like, and you told me that you were going away somewhere, I'd be like, oh yeah, like have fun, like hopefully you're texting me while you're there, but like doesn't have to be the whole time. I don't know, I feel like
you would potentially get mopey about it though.
I mean, I might. It's all about the delivery and the tone. I wonder how he said it to her. Like, I feel like the way he described it on this thread here was pretty well spoken, but you're right. I think maybe if he like compromised a bit and was like, oh yeah, can I still do my like 2 weeks and then you come with me for the 8 days or something at the beginning, middle, or end, so he still has a bit. But I don't know, it is really early in a relationship, so I don't know how I feel about that. I guess like trying to ruin someone's plans too, because I feel like that's not very nice. Yeah, I don't think he's the asshole. I'm
100% sure he is not the asshole.
I actually think this last story about the dad and the cake would be more assholey than this one. Like, this one does not seem like an asshole thing, what this guy is doing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, okay, wow. Well, these ones were really not that juicy, but
I think it was a good way to dip our toes into the am I an asshole realm.
Yeah, what would you do? Or like, is that how you would handle it? Like,
if I was him? Yeah, yeah. I'd say, okay, we can do these 7 days, your trip. It still has to fit within my budget, but we can do these 7 days in your trip. I'll go finish my other 2 weeks on my own to really do the stuff I want to do. If you don't like that, tough nuggies, I'm doing 3 weeks by myself.
And then at that point, then you know if the person is respecting your boundaries, your wants and needs too, because solo trips are very important. The older I get, the more I realize solo trips are important. Like, one of our friends just went on one, kind of inspired me to want to go on one. So I don't know.
Yeah, and I think, you know, unless he's confident that this girl is going to be the one for the rest of his life, which he really doesn't seem to be the case, like, that trip is probably going to be more influential to him than this girl.
Relationship. So, yeah.
Yeah, buddy, go have fun.
The way that I like to think about it, too, is if you're going to be with someone for a long time or forever, you have lots of time to spend time together, to travel. I mean, hence, like, before you have kids, that's one thing, before you move and do anything too serious. But especially that early in a relationship, like, there's still a lot of room to be able to do things together.
Yep.
Well,
no, I agree.
Aaron, you're being bad.
I agree with you, Lizzie. Definitely, you're only young once, but you're also still have, as long as you take care of yourself, you'll still have time when you're older and later on in life to kind of do stuff both of you want to do. So yeah, time is your most valuable resource. So if you've got the time now to do your 3 week trip, nothing should stop you.
Yeah, just go ahead and do it. Yeah. Okay. I like your story today. You win this one.
Thanks.
Mine was a little bit more like, I don't know, if you just use your logical sense.
Yeah, it's funny. I went through a bunch of them, and then the second I saw the title for mine, I was like, oh yeah, this is a good one.
It's very you.
Oh, I let out an audible chuckle when I first read it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I guess that's it for today's episode.
Yeah, I think that was a good catch up. I know we've been a little out of practice, so sorry guys, but
yeah.
Yeah, this is probably more typical of what these episodes are going to be like throughout the summer, but I think we'll probably bring it back up again come the fall.
Yeah, we still have like a good list of actual like advice and tips on very specific relationship things that we've gone through or have experience in. So maybe we'll do that one for our next week, because I feel like the last few have been just nice long updates of our life. So maybe we'll start to utilize some more of the purpose of this podcast was to maybe help people.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I guess this one really wasn't beyond the filters, other than you get to see a little more into our personal lives. But
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you guys for listening in today. I will close this out today.
Let's go.
Make sure you guys are following us at Beyond the Filters Podcast on Instagram, and follow us on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you have any questions or comments you want to leave on our episodes or things you want to hear, there is a Google form on our Instagram. And yeah, I think that is it. Have a great morning, day, evening, week. Until we see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.